It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled. ASA. Ask Scott Anything. Insider questions, candid answers, nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
All right, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell and Alex Geary. And I know you can ask me a question, Alex, but I'd like to ask you one before we start.
Okay.
Or maybe it is to start,
sure.
But anyways.
Sure.
Do you download like apps? Like game apps. Do you ever download a game app on your phone?
I have in the past, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I find myself erasing them a lot too, because you're like, oh my gosh, that just took a week of my life away. You ever done that one where you go?
Isn't it shocking how, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
then
I tried
the
this
worst
one
is when you have you done the re-download of the same game? I feel like that's your move.
Well, and it leaves you at the same spot you are, which infuriates me because I can't get past that spot. And they want you to pay money, and I refuse. I'm not going to do it.
That's good, Scott.
But I did the one where you paint, right, with the numbers. You just hit the number, the color, and it.
Yeah, you and my kids.
And I feel
church,
like,
man, good job.
I feel like I'm an artist. That's all I'm saying.
Because then you zoom out and you go, look at all this progress I've made today.
Look what I've created here.
I'm proud of you for working the paint app. That's good.
As
Zion Williamson throws down a massive dunk across the street here at Vivint Smart Home Arena, Jazz up 11-9.
He scares me tonight. I'm nervous.
It's fine.
I'm nervous for the Jazz.
And if
Jazz,
they don't
Alex.
Get him tonight, I mean, the Jazz are 9-4. They have the third best record in all the NBA right now, by the way. They have a 6-game homestand starting tonight. They're 7-point favorites in this game, and they'll likely win this game because the Pelicans are not a great team, and they don't have it all together. But they do have Brandon Ingram and they do have Zion Williamson. So, and they have what's his name, Steve Adams too. They got the big tall New Zealander who always caused them fits for Oklahoma City when he was there too. Anyway, 11-11 with 6:38 left in the first quarter as the Jazz are taking on the Pelicans across the street here. Now, in the meantime, the Asking Scott Anything, I want to ask you about the situation with Deshaun Watson. If you're not familiar with the Deshaun Watson situation, down in Houston, he's a disgruntled quarterback. And which, you know, it sort of goes without saying. It's like if you're not in the playoffs, I feel like all the quarterbacks are disgruntled. Or if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're the best in the league and you're going to the Super Bowl, you're probably still disgruntled too. But the situation has gotten really, really bad. And I don't know how it works. I don't know how you operate because the Texans are trying to do everything they can to keep him, including kind of giving in to whatever demand that he has. And some of those demands are, in my mind, unreasonable for Deshaun Watson. Like, he should not be the guy trying to do all – he's trying to make personnel decisions, which is a hard thing to do. One, because it's not easy to just say, hey, get me somebody, get me this, or I don't like what's been happening with this. But sometimes you got to let the GMs be the GMs and the owners be the owners and the starting quarterback to be the starting quarterback. And I know he's not happy with how things went overall in the last couple of years. But I'm telling you, it's not a good look to be the guy who starts whining to get a trade.
So what's your question?
My question is, where do you go from here if you're Houston? And how do you solve the situation? Or is it a total bust and you just go, it looks like we got to move on like we did with James Harden and the basketball team?
Okay, so with all the things you've talked about, like this disgruntled and what do you do with all of this, what's really hard? As a player, you go out on the field and you lay it on the line every week. Like, I guarantee you, and it's not every week, but it's what do you do, like the players, what they go through to physically prepare themselves for a season. And then the toll that the grind of the season physically takes on their body, but then the grind you take to just prepare yourself every week, it is a massive amount of time, especially for a quarterback. And so you feel like I'm all in, like I'm all in on this. And then you see the organization do these really stupid things all the time, and the Houston Texans are doing a lot of really stupid things all the time. And you're like, I have a window. I have time to do this. And I don't want to mess around with things. And you see your buddies who are on these other teams and they're doing well, and you get rid of your very best receiver, which would absolutely infuriate me if I was a quarterback. I'd be like, you gotta be kidding me. How do you replace that talent? Like I don't understand some of these GMs through the years. They just go, oh yeah, we'll find another guy out there. It's like, where? You already have that guy here. You know what he can do. So enhance, create an atmosphere where this guy can really flourish. And I'm talking about DeAndre Hopkins, but I'm also talking about Deshaun Watson. And so after a while, you get frustrated as a player. And the longer you play, your frustration boils down, you know, it boils over, and you start saying stuff because you're in, you know, and you just go, this is idiotic, because you really question and wonder if the organization is in. And we've kind of talked about this in the past. Sometimes it's a bad look if a player starts complaining, because you get good coaches, you get other people, and you go, we don't want to be around that guy. But so you got to be kind of careful in what you say. If you're a guy who has a lot of power, a lot of pull, and Deshaun Watson's probably that guy. I mean, the guy who could really make it, if, you know, maybe J.J. Watt a couple of years ago, when those guys speak up and speak out, that you have to listen to them. You just have to listen to them, and you got to find ways to, get a better, you know, better players, whatever it is. But you have to find a way to do it.
You were on a team with one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL with Dan Marino, and it seemed to me there was a better mix of Dan Marino going, I'm not going to tell you guys how to do your job, I'm just going to be Dan Marino and be awesome. But
oh no, Dan spoke his mind.
That's what I'm asking. He's like, did he get the things that he wanted, and they knew they had to basically, kowtow to whatever the things were that he wanted all the time?
I think they went too far for Dan Marino, quite frankly. And in the sense that, you know, where back in an era, like, I'm just telling you, it was a thing of beauty to watch Dan Marino. I know I've said it before, but he was special throwing a football. Special throwing a football. And so you kind of get caught up in that. And it's like Barry Sanders the same way. I mean, he was special when he ran, his runs were just amazing. When they were good. When they were bad, they were really bad. But boy, the good ones were amazing. And so what happens, you go, oh man, we just gotta let this talent go. And really what they needed was to find some balance. But Coach Shula was like, why do I want to get rid of and take the ball out of Dan Marino's hands? I mean, it was hard to say that or to do that, but it may have been the very best thing had he done that for the team. Now, the other thing that was kind of a challenge when Dan was there was they didn't really have a great defense. And I've seen this in my career, Alex, and I don't know that anyone's – I'd noticed it, but I don't know that anyone's ever really talked about it. I'll give you an example. When you have a really – one side of the ball is much better than the other side, it almost makes it harder for that other side to succeed. So like the Chicago Bears in 1985, amazing on defense. They were just average. The Baltimore Ravens, same thing, really, really good on defense. And it was kind of like that in Miami, where really good offense would kick the crap out of our defense every day in practice. And it was hard. It was hard to get that defense good because the offense was so much better.
When we come back.
And so it's hard to develop that balance, yes, in a team.
When we come back, we've got more to talk about when it comes to the college football game. And Texas has a new head coach, of course, former BYU quarterback Steve Sarkisian. Is that going to work? Just putting a guy who's super talented in that Texas head coaching spot. They've got a hype man to build up, Coach Sark. So we'll come back. We've got more to go. We'll finish things off at this half hour here. News, traffic, and weather right now. We'll come right back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Plus, I got a Jazz score up.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.